This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Dawn Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program. Dawn, welcome back to the program, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tobin. Thanks for having me.
And we are here to talk about a new Illinois law that went into effect, actually, first of the year, and that involves electronic recycling. To your knowledge, what do you know about this new law that just recently went into effect?
Actually, Tobin, yeah, it was January 1st, 2012, and they added a few more materials. There were actually like four of them. Televisions, monitors, printers, and computers were already banned. But as of this year, they've added another 13 different materials, and I'll read those off to you fairly quickly. Electronic keyboards, faxes, video cassette recorders, your digital music players, digital video disc players, video game consoles, small-scale servers, scanners, electronic mice, digital converter boxes, cable receivers, satellite receivers, and digital video disc recorders. Now, if you notice, most of these have to deal with either television-type components or computer-type components and that, which most of those, they contain certain types of like lead and mercury and cadmium and stuff like that. That's why they're wanting to ban them, because they do pose environmental and health risks and stuff. On the other side of that, the people that are actually, like, we partner with COM2, and they are able to process those materials and get other things like metals and plastics and glass out of that that they can actually recycle also. So they can pretty much take all of the components and have them recycled, which is really nice. The manufacturers, I guess, are the ones that are going to be held responsible for getting partnering with, you know, whether it's governments or businesses to get the recycling going on the electronics. And that we are fortunate enough that we're in our fourth year of our electronics drives, and we will be hosting that again sometime this spring. In order to help offset the new law, we are thinking about also having another one in the fall. So we're going to look at having it twice a year.
I was going to ask locally how this would affect. So can an individual now, let's say they get a new computer over the holidays, because now's the time when that new thing's probably getting installed.
Mm-hmm.
Can they take that to the Hillsborough Recycling Center now to
get it? Please don't. No, actually, there is so much to put on for an electronics drive, and one of the biggest issues is security of your data. So we ask, please do not drop them off at any of our recycling centers until the drives, and we will have that, you know, posted out on the newspapers, and WSMI has been so gracious about putting that out for us. We have 10 drop-offs around the county, but in that, our Hillsborough facility is the only one where we will have our electronics drive at. The only reason being that the flow, the equipment, everything there is just better than any other drop-off that we have, and it's comparable as far as storage.
And that's the hub.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
That makes it a lot better.
Yes. Any place else, we'd have to move all of our equipment to that location, which would take, you know, a day or so to do. But anyway, in saying that, no, I'd appreciate if nobody drops anything off at any other facility. We do every once in a while have the occasional, you know, television show up. We just had a township bring us a large screen TV that was dropped off in the ditch. So we do make accommodations to try and help those people out to hold on to those till our drive. But we ask, please do not bring those until the drives. That overloads us, and it's hard to already, with the recycling that we currently do, to also have that and try and hold all of that in our warehouse. So.
With the changes implemented now, did you kind of get an indication that this was kind of coming to better prepare yourself for this?
Absolutely. A few years ago when, you know, they started looking at this and said, okay, let's see what we can do. Let's have an electronics drive. Let's establish that and see if, you know, more to come. And turns out everything went pretty well. And as things progressed, you know, we were hearing that Illinois eventually we're going to, you know, start banning certain other things from the landfill. So we thought, well, we were in a position, fabulous, we'll go ahead and continue doing this. We don't restrict, you know, anybody out of county. You know, we've also been a pretty good partner in having other communities come forward and bring their electronics to us. We will, however, we do accept more than what's actually being banned on our side of that, and we will be putting out that list and stuff as things get closer. But some of the things that we also take, you know, are cell phones. We also even take microwaves. Com2 has been gracious enough that the only white good that they would take or kitchen appliance would be microwaves. They have certain components in them. And tape players and radios, and some other things that people might not know is we take speakers. Not just from your computers, but from your radios and stuff. So there are other things that we also will take.
So you're pretty much prepared, since you're taking more than what the ban list is already requiring, in case if lawmakers go back up and add X, Y, and Z,
absolutely,
you're at least ready.
Absolutely. And as, you know, as technology advances and that, of course, we will, you know, make more room for other things. And for right now, we will be using COM2 as our main processor, which has been really good for us. We do not impose a fee on anybody, which has been very good. Some places do impose a fee. COM2, you know, they take on all the charges and stuff, which has been really nice. We had been asked at one time, well, you know, if we could have somebody else come in and they'd pay us to do it. The only problem with that is they want us to separate it by manufacturer. The last drive we had 85 manufacturers. That would be total chaos.
I could see that being total chaos, yeah.
Yeah, so as for right now, every year we contract with COM2, and unless things change right now, I think we have the best program for our electronics drive. If anybody, you know, doesn't understand or is not sure of what to bring, please give us a call. I'll absolutely, you know, if there's something that we don't take or something we can't take currently, I can hook you up, probably find somebody that does in the area or maybe in Springfield even. And
so the null and the short of it is Montgomery County is prepared for this new law that went into effect on the first of this month. Then the only major change is, instead of the one big recycling drive, there will probably be maybe one additional one or maybe two additional ones, depending on how things go.
Absolutely. We're looking at possibly doing a one-day drive in the spring and a one-day drive in the fall. And that'll help offset some of the people that may not have heard about it, you know, because I do get that a lot. And I do sympathize, you know, I understand. But and as things progress, you know, we'll just look at it more and more and see what we can do. Currently, because of the certain laws that are established with the data types of that, you know, we have to have certain securities in place. So that's why we can only do the one-day drive or that.
As we come to a close, the other thing I want to touch base on is Hillsborough residents know this, but Montgomery County may not know this, but the recycling program, or the head location for the program, is going through renovations right now. The new annex is being built or is completed. How's that going?
Fabulous. It's actually given us a lot more room and a space to branch out, and I think it's going to be an absolute beautiful addition to the Hillsborough facility.
Anyone seeking more information regarding this new law or the recycling program in general, give us a number that they can call.
Absolutely. You can call us at 217-532-2088. And if you would like to look at the Public Act itself, you can go to the Illinois General Assembly website and look up Public Act 097-0287. And there's other sources out there like Earth 911 and that you can look up, even recyclers in your area that might take electronics.
Dawn, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Dawn Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.